I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Representatives of more than 180 governments are gathered in Poznan, Poland this week for an international conference on climate change. Participants are discussing a deal to replace a soon-to-expire Kyoto Protocol, which regulates greenhouse gases. After 8 years of little movement from the U.S., President-elect Barack Obama has pledged aggressive action. And Mr. Obama's new national security team is likely to be in the middle of the effort. The World's Jason Margolis reports.
When President-elect Obama announced his national security team earlier this week, his choice for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton addressed the top security challenges.
An economy that is reeling, a climate that is warming, and as we saw with the horrible events in Mumbai, threats that are relentless.
Almost every member of Obama's new security team mentioned climate change as a paramount threat. The new administration is clearly making the issue a key plank in its national security platform. Many security experts say they're pleased to see the change. Sherry Goodman is with the CNA Corporation, a security research institution in Virginia.
Climate change is a threat multiplier for instability in fragile regions of the world. As we have more extreme weather events, we'll have more natural disasters. We will also have increased spread of diseases, increased water scarcity, sea level rise.
And that causes forced migration or refugees and that sort of thing, and then that's a problem we have to deal with.
Kelly Sims Gallagher is at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says even when climate change doesn't directly impact you and me, the indirect effects on the U.S. may be severe. For example, islands like Jamaica and Barbados are at risk of sea level rise.
And they have started talking about needing to move their whole nations, that their whole nations might disappear. Now, what happens when a whole country needs to be relocated? That's going to create a lot of refugees, and a lot of them are going to want to come to the United States.
This summer, experts briefed Congress on how a changing climate could threaten U.S. security over the next 20 years. Mark Levy at Columbia University's Earth Institute says analyzing risk is more than just looking at where potential environmental hazards exist. For example, while the Netherlands is highly exposed to rising sea levels, they have a strong, stable government. Levy compares that with places like Egypt.
You know, it's had political instability problems. It's surrounded by countries that also have political instability problems. And in terms of the climate situation, it's got, you know, the majority of its people crammed into the Nile Delta, those people are going to be on the front lines of sea level rise. And they're at such a low elevation that the very first centimeters of sea level rise are going to start to have an impact.
And what happens if climate change impacts a country like, say, Kuwait or Nigeria? That could affect our oil supply. Kelly Sims Gallagher at Harvard says energy security and climate change are all connected.
The more energy efficient you are, the less you need to import foreign oil and gas, and the fewer greenhouse gas emissions you're emitting.
These big picture links are being discussed at the UN conference in Poland this week. Alden Meyer with the Union of Concerned Scientists is at the meeting. He says President-elect Obama gets the environment, security, energy connection.
There's a real spirit of interest and excitement at this meeting that I haven't felt for a while because of everyone looking at the new incoming U.S. administration. And there's a real sense that, you know, we've been in a holding pattern for these past 8 years without the U.S. being fully ready to engage, and now the U.S. is coming back into the game.
Both internationally and domestically. Here at home, the Obama team is talking about a fourth link in the energy security environment chain, the U.S. economy. They're touting green investments to both create new jobs and meet expected commitments to cut greenhouse gases. Of course, this won't impact the talks this week in Poland. The Obama team has no official representative there. But the new administration's integrated approach to climate change and global security could change the game for critical negotiations next year. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.